Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 28. Snapayitva manasvinim dukule nirmale nutne dadur asyai chamanada snanina tamaharhena snapayitva manasvinim dukule nirmale nutne dadur asyai chamanada snanina with bathing oils tam her Maha Arhena, very costly. Snapa Yitva, after bathing. Manasvinim, the virtuous wife. Dukule, in fine cloth. Nimale, spotless. Nutne, new. Daduhu, they gave. Asyai, to her. Cha, and. Manada, the respectful girls. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The girls, being very respectful to Devahuti, brought her forth, and after bathing her with valuable oils and ointments, they gave her fine new spotless cloth to cover her body. No purport for that verse. I'll read the next one. Pushanani parardhyani variyangsi dyumanticha annam sarvagunopetam panam chaivam vitasavam. They then decorated her with very excellent and valuable jewels, which shone brightly. Next, they offered her food containing all good qualities, and a sweet, inebriating drink called asavam. Purport. Asavam is an Ayurvedic medical preparation. It is not a liquor. It is especially made from drugs and is meant to improve metabolism for the healthy condition of the body. Tonic. So, Devahuti jeopardized her health, her happiness, for the service of her husband. She did her duty. And we see that there's no loss. Everything is rectified. Her fatigue, her weakened condition is taken care of. A few maidservants, a nice bath, some Ayurvedic tonic, and everything is back to normal. We do not need to fear taking risks for Krishna's service. If we dedicate everything to Krishna, then we will be protected in all situations. The devotees who actually believe this, they make quick advancement. In ISKCON, we have opportunity to make quick advancement. There's so much opportunity for taking risk for preaching. If we're willing to do it, we can. ISKCON is such an opportunity, such a treasure house of opportunities to surrender to Krishna. We may complain about the difficulty, about the lack of social support and the lack of organization, but this makes even more opportunity to surrender and do something. No one's going to give it to you on a silver platter. It's not all figured out for you. We don't have an ideal social system. We don't have an ideal socialistic system where everybody has what they call in China the iron rice bowl. Nobody has to worry about where they're going to get their food. It's guaranteed. So it's called the iron rice bowl. It's guaranteed. Everyone will get their fed. Of course, devotees also don't have to worry about getting fed. But they do have to take initiative to do something valuable, to take some risk for promoting Lord Chaitanya's movement. At least we have the opportunity to, if we're up to it. And then we can make great, rapid advancement. Not just advancement, you can get disciples, you can get a big position and become famous. This is not what we mean, what we should have in mind when we talk about advancement. That's material advancement, to collect disciples, to get a lot of money and facility, power and prestige. That's the opposite of what we want. We may have to accept these things for our service, but if that's our aim, then we're very foolish. We're misusing devotional service for material aggrandizement. And we will fail. It's just a matter of time. But if we have the proper understanding of what actual advancement is, advancement on the path of bhakti, the signposts on that path of advancement are not bank balance, machines, followers, fame. These are not the signposts. The signposts are shradhavatir bhaktir, anukramishyati. This is the real advantage we should be taking, not advantage for our material comfort and aggrandizement. Satam prasangad mama virya samvido bhavanti vit karna rasayana kata tadyoshanad ash apavarga vartamani shraddha ratir bhaktir anukramishyati. By associating with saintly Vaishnavas, and Vaishnavas are saints. It's not that only some of the Vaishnavas are saints, the rest of them are not so saintly. No, the idea is that Vaishnavas are saints. Any Vaishnav is a saint, is the best of saints, sadhu. Satam prasangan, by their association. What's so good about their association? What do you get from that? What you get is the opportunity to hear the glories of Krishna. Mamas virya samvido. The transcendental, enlightening topics which deal with my prowess and my glories. This is Lord Kapiladeva speaking to his mother, Devahuti. We're going to hear later on in this chapter, in this canto. Bhavanti Rukarnana Sayana Kata. These Krishna Katas, these narrations about Krishna, which similar to the asavam that Devahuti is being offered, a tonic to bring her body back to us to strength. So we get this spiritual tonic. Rasayanam. Asavam, Rasayanam, Arishta, these are different varieties of Ayurvedic tonics to give strength to different parts of the body. Rasa ayanam builds up the body, the fluid tissues. Rasa is the liquid. Literally, it's the liquid. Technically, it's the liquid results of digestion, rasa. What brings you rasa, which is nourishing, rasayanam, this medicine, nourishes various organs of the body, therefore there are different kinds of rasayanam. But the Krishna Katha is rit karna rasayanam. It is specific tonic for the ear and the heart. Immediate effect on the ear, and only slightly less immediate effect on the heart. The brain is more or less bypassed. Brain is out to lunch anyways, thinking of so many material things. But this tonic goes in the ear and goes straight to the heart, even if the brain is not attentive. Tad Joshanat, and by accepting the daily dosage of this medicine, ashu, very quickly, one can make progress on the path of, what is that, the path of apavarga, of liberation, of disentanglement from this material life. Apavarga vartmani shvada ratir bhaktir. These are the signposts. These are the markers on the path. Shvada, rati, and bhakti. Anukramishati. You acquire, gain one after another. You will see as you pass these signposts that you're making progress. Shraddha is the faith, the trust in the process. Rati is actual attraction to Krishna. Rupa Goswami distinguishes two levels of that rati, ruchi and rati. Ruchi is a taste for the process of devotional service. And rati is attraction to Krishna himself. That's why it distinguishes two different levels. First you become eagerly interested in serving Krishna, and then you become attracted to Krishna himself as a person. That's how love begins to blossom in the heart. Rati then evolves into bhava, ecstatic, loving attraction. That these accomplishments are what we should really be striving for, not for material success in the name of devotional service. We've already wasted so many lifetimes aiming at material success in the mode of goodness, in the mode of passion, or in the mode of ignorance. Now our life is meant for transcending these three modes. Trigunya Vishaya Veda. Nishtrigunya Bhavarjuna. Arjuna. Everything that's discussed in the Karmakanda section of the Vedas just deals with life in the three modes of nature. The person who is in goodness can learn how to join the demigods in Swargaloka. The person who is in more affected by Rajoguna, he can learn how to be successful and remain on this earth. And get a good wife, sons, cattle, money, chariots, and enjoy life on the earth. And a person who's in the mode of ignorance, he can use the power of the Vedic mantras to destroy his enemies. You know, and control people against their will. If he wants to do that, that's tamoguna. The Vedas can be used according to one's desire, fulfilling one's desires in any of the three modes of nature. But Arjuna, you're my devotee. Nishtrigunya Bhava Arjuna. Go beyond these modes. Don't use the Vedas as a crutch for staying attached to the material conditions. Nirdvandva. Nitya Satvasto. Niryoga Kshema Atmavan. Transcend all these dualities. Hatred and attraction. You think this person's your friend because he furthers your material purposes, and this other person is your enemy because he hinders your material purposes. Why do you have these material purposes in the first place? Give up the purposes and you won't have any friends and enemies anymore.
You can see everyone equally. You can be situated in your real existence as my servant, Nityasattvasto, eternally. Your position materially will always change. You can conquer. You can succeed. You can develop your career. And then you'll get old and sick. And it'll all be taken away from you. Then you'll die and take birth again. Start it all over again. Your position accomplished by material success can never be steady. It will always be subject to change and loss. But if you're situated in the position of being my servant, that you can hold on to eternally. Nityasattvasto. Nir yogakshema. Don't worry about acquisition and security. It's all my property. You just take it and use it for my service. Don't be greedy. Don't think of it as your property. I will arrange for the yoga and the kshema, for the acquisition of what's needed and the preservation of what you have. Atmavan. Then you can become self-realized. This is Krishna's recommendation to Arjuna. He's recommending it for all of us, not only for Arjuna. He wants us all to become his devotees and to give up this material attachment. So Devahuti, although we're going to read about how she's going to enjoy like anything with her husband for many years, this is not like other mundane literatures, like mundane literatures that describe the enjoyment of men and women, sex literature. This is not in the same category. We should not be confused about it. Kaivali aikaparu prayojanam. The only purpose of the Bhavadham is to teach renunciation and exclusive devotion to God. Dharma projata kaitavotra. Everything material is rejected in Srimad Bhagavatam, including some concept of enjoying life in this world and at the same time being a devotee. That is rejected by Srimad Bhagavatam. So the narration that is given to us here of Kardama and his wife Devahuti should not be misunderstood as some material entertainment or a story about how they enjoyed their material life. Kardama and Devahuti don't have any material life. We should not judge from the external appearance. They are pure devotees of the Lord. Their only intention is to satisfy him and do his service. Begetting Lord Kapila Dev is their service. And they're going to execute their service. That's all. Hare Krishna. So any questions or comments? Yes, ma'am.
So your almost last, one of the last phrases was, they enjoyed like anything. So
it looks like that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, so, but it doesn't mean that they enjoy material, you know, or they enjoyed material but in the proper mood, or how do you say?
How did I say that? Oh, well, this is just what it looks like on the surface, that they were enjoying sense gratification. But a real devotee, a serious devotee, isn't fooled by sense gratification. He doesn't try to enjoy it. The pleasure and the pain are both something to just be tolerated for a pure devotee. He doesn't want to become distracted. A pure devotee does not want to let Maya distract him by sense gratification. So he fears the sense gratification more than the pain. He fears the enjoyment more than the pain, because that will make me forget Krishna. So the devotee is very careful not to actually take too much pleasure in sense gratification. He just has to tolerate it. So it looks like they're enjoying, but actually they're just doing their service. Otherwise, they wouldn't be fit to become the parents of Lord Kapiladev if they were sense enjoyers.
Okay? Hare Krishna. Okay, so I guess we can stop here.
Thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.